More now on selections being made by the Biden-Harris transition team. It's tapping Dr. Rochelle Walensky to be the new head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Walensky is the chief of infectious diseases at Mass General Hospital and a professor of medicine at the Harvard Medical School. For more on this new role, we're joined this morning by Dr. Robbie Goldstein, an infectious disease physician at Mass General and someone who's worked with Dr. Walensky. Dr. Goldstein, good morning, and thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So tell us your reaction to this news this morning.
Sheer excitement. This is some of the best news that I've heard in a very, very long time, and certainly shines a bright light on the COVID pandemic, knowing that we're going to have help on the way.
So in your opinion, what makes Dr. Walensky a good pick to lead the CDC, especially at this time in the middle of this pandemic, especially since right now we're in this second surge?
Yeah, I think she is the full package. She is a spectacular scientist, someone who understands science, data, and evidence better than really anyone I know. She is deeply committed to public health and improving the public health. And she is someone who truly understands the word equity and understands how we're going to get out of this pandemic in an equitable manner. I think as we have gone through this pandemic over the past now almost 10 months, she has been the North Star of our division, certainly here at Mass General. I think she's been the North Star of our response in Massachusetts, and she will soon have that role for the nation.
Well, what do you mean by she understands the inequities?
You know, Rochelle and I have had an opportunity to work together on a number of projects. And for every time we work together, whenever we sit down, the first question that comes out of her mouth is, how do we make sure that this is equitable? How do we make sure that those that are most vulnerable are being centered in this conversation? She approaches every part of her work understanding that to do this well, we have to think about those that are most vulnerable and those that are most marginalized in our system. Obviously, in the pandemic, in the COVID-19 pandemic, we've seen the inequity that has come from infection, from complications, from our inability to get therapeutics and testing out to the right people. Rochelle is the right person to take this on and to think about not just what we do for this current pandemic and how we make sure that we're more equitable, but how the Centers for Disease Control can become what it was before, the preeminent organization in our country that thinks about public health and equity.
Can you give us an example of a change that she's made at Mass General or an impact that she's had at Mass General in the course of the last 10 months during the pandemic that has changed the outcomes or changed the lives of the many patients that you've seen?
I mean, I think we probably don't have enough time to go through all of them, but I would divide them maybe into two big categories. One is her response to the HIV epidemic, which has been her work for two decades now. And she is really the person who drove changes in this country, but certainly at Mass General as well, to make sure that we are testing everyone who needs to test for HIV, we're getting everyone on treatment, and that we can actually bend the HIV epidemic, the curve of the HIV epidemic. That has been her work for a long time, and we've seen and felt those impacts here at Mass General. When it comes to the pandemic, she has led this division with such amazing grace and with such clarity in her vision. She made sure that this division, the infectious disease division, was there and ready to fight what it needed to fight in the setting of this pandemic, that while we were doing that, we were thinking about issues of equity and we were making sure that we weren't just responding in Boston at the main campus, but we were responding in Chelsea and Revere and Everett, in cities and towns that were hit hard from the pandemic. She has a clarity of vision that has led us forward through some very dark times.
As head of the CDC, she will, of course, have a huge public profile. She'll be a big public face. Do you think that she'll do a good job appealing to people who aren't following the pandemic guidelines and who think the virus is no big deal? Will she be able to convince people that following the science is important?
Absolutely. Rochelle is amazing and wonderful and the most intelligent person that I speak to on a regular basis, but she is also incredibly down to earth and has an ability to communicate with people. One of the great pleasures of my training here at Mass General was that I got to work directly with Dr. Walensky on the inpatient infectious disease service. I got to see her talk to patients every day. And she has an ability to communicate and to bring things to people, change minds and change hearts, and make sure that people are all on the same page and can move forward together.
Dr. Robbie Goldstein, infectious disease physician at Mass General, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning about Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who's going to be the new head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention under Joe Biden. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.